We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Mem Sif Dalid. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Lizar Shelo Lichtov Be'etzba'o B'mashkin Al HaShulchan O Ba'efer. One should not write using any liquid on a table or in dust on a table. Says the Rama, Aval Mutar Lirshom Ba'avir Kamin Osios. You are allowed to draw in the air as long as you are not drawing on anything. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that the Mechaber prohibits the drawing in liquid is, even though it will not remain, it is eino miskayim, it is still prohibited midrabanan. The Achronim write that even if you are writing on something which is not miskayim, which will not last either, such as you write on a leaf which will wilt, so you have ksav she'eino miskayim, the item which you are writing with will not last, and the item which you are writing on will also not last, it is still aser midrabanan. It is also aser midrabanan, says the Mishnah Berurah, to draw on the fog, or whatever it is that builds up on glass windows when it's cold, you're not allowed to draw letters in that either, even though it will not last, because it is still aser midrabanan. Based on the Rama, who says that it is permissible to draw in the air, the Mishnah Berurah says that that is because you are just showing your friend something, but we don't say that you're practicing how to write. However, we do say that you are allowed to watch somebody who is performing some type of profession if you are trying to learn it for yourself. But the Mishnah Berurah says that this is only if you do it every so often, but not to sit there and stare all day. And you should also be sure not to talk about the profession at all, as you are not allowed to do that on Shabbos because of Mimso Chevtzecha V'Daver Davar. Disappearing ink, which will reappear when you put it under a heat source or something like that, even though it won't be prohibited midoraisa because it won't last forever, it is still prohibited midrabanan. But since it is prohibited midrabanan, you are allowed to use it in a case of need, such as a doctor. One should consult their rabbi whether this would be a permissible use or not. However, this would only be if it does not appear at all when you write. But if it appears when you are writing it, and then it disappears, and then you can get it to come back, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says would be prohibited midoraisa. It's only if it does not appear at all when you write it, but putting it under a heat source would make it appear.